We're taking quartet music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
My own unbelief, Lord have mercy. Baptist boy.
together.
Does anybody here wanna wait? Love you. You got to love your brother. You got to love your kindred. You got to love your neighbor.
Good morning, Jay. We are at the bottom of the hour. We're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, on a wonderful Tuesday morning, giving God praise, giving him glory, and asking you to help us tell the story that Jesus is alive and well. We have some great music for you and want to thank you so much for locking in with us on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday morning. And those of you, if you are in North Carolina, especially Raleigh, North Carolina, the weather forecast today, it's a chance of some rain. So those of you, if you're going out this morning, please take your gear with you, your umbrella, just in case some showers come your way. Look, those of you, if this is your very first time catching the wave, you can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. We have a great program lineup for you this morning. Also coming up around about 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning, you will also be listening to the Christian Life Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, with Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith. They'll be teaching on the subject prayer. So today you will hear none other than it's Pastor Gladys Smith coming forth today teaching about prayer. That's coming up at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 a.m. Then we'll come back with more great gospel music, and coming a little later on today around 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. is the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. with Dr. Betty Hite. That's coming up today. We've got to take a pause for the cause for the station ID. And when we come back, it's the late great Slam and the Supreme Hour. From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
The only way y'all can get a prayer through, y'all got to be real. Can I get a witness here? I want to take my time and tell y'all this. God, I want somebody that's real. When I tell y'all this, that God, I want somebody that's saved. Someone who's not afraid to stop all over the
about it. I know it's easy. Again about it. I know it's easy. I said I won't mind set you free. I said I won't mind set you free. I said I won't mind set you free.
Somebody, tell me some more. It's about 10 minutes, 10 minutes to the top of the hour. That's the sounds. Many of you know him as the Doctor of Gospel, Doc McKenzie, and the Gospel Highlights. Oh, my. Yeah, Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. Certainly, they are still going strong today, and many of you know Doc has a unique style of music. And before that, you heard the man himself, Mr. Fred Hammett. Oh, my goodness, and he is still going on and still been singing for a long time. And I'm reminded of, I remember when Fred joined the church out in Dallas, Texas. Many of you know Bishop T.D. Jakes, the Potter's House. I was there, I guess, the week before Fred joined, and Fred was sitting right across from me at the service that I was up at the Potter's House with Bishop Jake. We're going to continue with more great gospel music. And this is another one that I know you're going to thoroughly enjoy by Fred Hammett.
Ooh. Until his promise comes through. God that I can use.
That he will bring me through.
He said whatever I find on
earth
in heaven, that he would bind.
That he would bring me through.
Yes, that lets me know
if I hold out
until his promise,
take time to tell you a story about a man called Shaolin John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in and danced. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were gone. When they turned the hands are loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. Shut up in the bone. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. we're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up all of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at their whole mule. Walked over to him and said, "Brethren, I know why you've come out here. You come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You come out here to tell me that I dance too much." One of the deacons told him, "If you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church." Somebody say yeah. Well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, "God gave me all that land, but you don't want me to dance in your church." Said, "Look at my sons and daughters." Said, "God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church." Then he said, "Look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacon, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right here. That's the way I feel right now. I feel like old Shout John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising him.
Don't hinder me. Pray.
tonight to give their hearts to the Lord.
All right,
come on and praise the Lord while you have a chance. Anybody? Oh, oh, oh.
Come on, praise the Lord.
The Wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the Wave in AD to the
everybody, point your hand up and say, play right on.
Thank you.
I'm glad that I can be able to stand here and share something with y'all today. You don't mind, listen to me. Listen to me. I woke up this morning with my mind still.
Come on, Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
The hour, we're live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the late great. Many of you know him as Robert Blair in the Fantastic Violin Airs. And before that, you heard the sounds of Lil Roy in Revelations right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Certainly want to thank all of you that's tuned in today and those of you sending in your contributions and your feed towards this network. Certainly we appreciate that you sow, and just know it's for the glory of God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered in the name of Jesus. This network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord. And we certainly want to thank all of you that tune in each day, faithful listeners. I could go on and name from California, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Cincinnati, Seattle, Washington, all around the world. I want to thank you so much for locking in to let us know that you tune in each day. We do have faithful listeners. Sister Frances Malone is one of the hardest working promoters in the Raleigh area. So we want to say hello to her and as well as many others. Look, I also want to remind those of you, get ready, the NFI Radio Gospel Network concert in the park. That's right, we will be headed to your city, and we are going to launch out our first concert in the park beginning the month of July. So just stay posted. We'll tell you where we will be, and it will be absolutely free. So those of you will come out, and you'll find out what we are doing and what we are going to share in the community just for you. Now, let's get back for more great gospel music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And coming up, the bottom of the hour is the Christian Life Church with Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith.
At the end of my road. your hands together. Take a listen here. I feel spirit.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are at the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the Christian Life Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, with Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith. We'll be back at the top of the hour at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with more great gospel music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world, live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Coming up next is Apostle Barbara Watkin, pastor of Christian Life Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, and co-pastor Gladys Smith. It's all coming your way next right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave on the NFI. Now, let's join the Christian Life Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina, with co-pastor Gladys Smith.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for another day to be able to come before you, the men and women of God, to teach the Word of God. I thank God for all that He is doing in my life. And my prayer is that, God, you continue to prove yourself to man that you are God and that above you there is no other, and that they continue to trust in you and seek your guidance, Heavenly Father. And as we seek the guidance of our true and living God, we know that we're going to walk in obedience. We know that we'll do the will of God, and we know, believe that nothing is impossible with our God. All things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lean not to your own understanding. And see, as we begin to give the word to ourselves as men and women of God, we'll continue to walk in His obedience. And sometimes we might be told, you can't do that. But then that's when we have to let them know that I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And we begin to do what God have called us to do. But I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for NFI Radio and for my church, home church, Christian Life Church of God, and the fellowship, and my apostle Barbara Watkins, for all that God is doing. I give God glory, honor, and praise just to teach the word of God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Father God, I ask that you use me as a vessel that's willing to be used, God, to teach your word, that you get glory in all things, Heavenly Father. I ask that you bless throughout the land, dear God. Touch the minds of your people. Touch the hearts of your people, dear God. For it's in your Son Jesus' name that I ask these things. Amen, amen, amen. We've been talking about praying, the effective prayer. And when we pray, who are we going to? And as true sons of God, we should be praying to our Heavenly Father. Our target verse for this series come out of 1 Kings 18, verse 42b through 45. And the word of God saying, Elisha went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And he came, and it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. We thank God for his word. As we look at Elijah, we know that Elijah was a great man of God. We see that as Elijah put his face between his knees, he began to step out on his faith in persistent prayer. And as he went into prayer, he went into prayer believing and trusting God. As we look at the prayer that Ahab had sent out for him, Elijah was a man of God. And being a true man and woman of God, we know that when we go to God in prayer, God will answer. As we have people praying for us, we must be obedient to the directions that they give us, to the guidance that they give us. As we look at this scripture, Ahab was obedient to what Elijah said do. And as we study Kings, we see that Elijah loved God, but we know that there were those that didn't love God. But because of his love for God, Elijah's prayer was a prayer of a righteous man. He was righteous. He had a relationship with God. It was a prayer of a man that he walked in human form, but he had a connection to God. When we pray, babies, we have to pray with a clean heart and with an earnest heart and be connected to Jesus. As we are connected to him, he intercedes for us to the Father. We see that Elijah was interceding for Ahab. And as he interceded for Ahab, God heard his prayer. As we look at Elijah, he sent forth an earnest and a persistent prayer of faith. He was trusting God. When we pray, do we really trust God to move on our behalf? So many times we say, not my will, God, but thy will be done. Do we really have faith, and do we really trust God? His will be done, that it works out for our good as we go to him. As we look at it, it was a prayer that was accomplished. It accomplished a lot. It meant a lot. And as we pray and ask God, God, move on my behalf. God, heal my body. God, deliver me. God, strengthen me. As we have faith in God and we trust God, we know that God will answer our prayer. As we look at the word of God, Elijah didn't come with no form of fashion. He went believing and trusting and having faith in God. And as he sent his servant seven times, the seventh time the servant saw the sign in the sky of a man's hand. And I thank God how the servant was persistent. He was obedient to Elijah. And as sons of God, men and women, we must be obedient. The word of God tells us to lean not to our understanding. But if the Spirit of God is telling us to do something and he tells us over and over again, we must be persistent. We must be obedient and do what the word of God say do. When God is speaking to us, we say that we are praying, and God, we hear you, and we will be obedient to you. So if he tell you to go back and fall on your knees again, you go back and you fall on your knees again. If you come back and he said go back and fall on your knees and fall on your knees again, we must be obedient. Don't lean to your own understanding. Well, God, I've already asked you, and I stay on my knees. But if the Holy Spirit said go back again, when we walk in obedience, God will hear, and he will see. And see, Jesus intercedes for us. And as he intercedes for us and we're showing obedience, yes, God will answer our prayer. As we look at prayer, we know that prayer is a communication of believers with our Father. As we look at prayer, we so often say that we're praying. And when we're praying, we're talking to our Heavenly Father. Now, as I talk to my Heavenly Father that created the heaven and the earth, that sent his son Jesus to go on the cross for me, that his son Jesus sent the Holy Spirit that I may have someone to go to. There are those that may pray to other gods, but I'm talking to the men and women of God who pray to the Heavenly Father who created heaven and earth. I'm talking about the God who sent his only begotten son. I'm talking about the God that delivered his people out of bondage into the marvelous light that they might be free. I'm talking about the God who loves us when we were yet sinners. As we look at prayer and praying, when we go to our God, we go to him calling on the name of our God. As we call on the name of our God, the true and living God, Psalm 17 and 6 say, I have called upon thee, for thou art, will hear me, O God. Incline thy ear unto me and hear my speech. When we go in prayer and we're looking to God, God is listening to what we are saying to him. And he's attentive to our prayer. If we are praying in earnest, if we are praying with a true heart, if we are praying and we truly want God to do something for us, God will open up his ears and he will incline them to us and he will hear us. And because he loves us, in his time, he will move on our behalf. So as we go to God in prayer, we often say that I'm crying out unto the Lord. And there are times when we're going through different things in our lives, and we feel like I gotta cry out to my Heavenly Father. Our hearts may be broken. We might be down in the valley and we tell ourselves, I gotta cry out to my Lord and Savior because I know that he heareth me. As I know that he heareth me, I know he'll move on my behalf. When we cry out to our Father, Psalms 3 and 4 say, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. As we cry unto the Lord, he will hear our prayers. As we call upon his name, he will hear, and he will move on our behalf. Men and women of God, when we go to Jesus, and we go trust in him, we go having faith in him, he will hear. And see, that's one thing of when we talk to the Father, the true and living God, the God that created heaven and earth, he will hear us. As we look in the New Testament, and Jesus was ministering to the disciples, and they ask him, how do we pray? And Jesus taught them that when you pray, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he let them know that they had to call on the Father. And the Father was God. And as God is our Father, he was the Father of Jesus Christ. As we call on our Father, goes, he will hear. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, not our will, but the will of our God be done, as it is in heaven. And if it's done as it is in heaven, it'll be done right, appropriate, and that God get glory, and that we'll get the benefits of his getting glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And he tell us, give us this day our daily bread. He provides for us. He feed us. Yes, he does. And I thank God for being my daily bread. Because, see, sometimes we don't need physical food, but we need that spiritual food. When we eat physical food, we're going to have another meal before the day is over. But as we eat the spiritual food, the word of God, and we apply it to our lives, it strengthens us. It helps us to move on further in our walk with God, in our everyday walk. As we read the word of God, that's our spiritual food, babies. It's saying, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So we got to learn to forgive. As God forgive us, Jesus was letting us know that we got to forgive. And we always say, I'm going to forgive you, but ain't going to forget what you did to me. But see, we can't do it that way. Because as we go to God and we ask him to forgive us our debts, the things that we've done, we got to forgive those who have done things unto us. The word of God tells us if we can't forgive our brothers and our sisters, we can't forgive, God won't forgive us. And see, Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray earnest. As he taught them, this prayer is for us also, to teach us to go to the Father. And it tells us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from sin, Lord, when we pray. God, purge me, cleanse me. Deliver me, God, from myself. Deliver me from the sins of Satan. God, cleanse me, purge me, purify me, God. And as God cleanses us, as he purges us, and he helps us to turn away from sin, we can't turn back to sin. We've already prayed and asked God. And we got to keep our focus on God. And we got to remember that he is God. That he is the power. That he is the glory. That we give him glory for all that he does for us. We all say that when I die, I want to go to heaven. Then I've heard people say, well, I ain't rushing my time. No, it ain't that you're rushing your time. But the word of God said, no man knoweth the hour nor the minute that the Son of Man shall come. So after we prayed, we have to keep our hearts ready. We have to keep Jesus. We have to keep the Father. We have to keep the Holy Spirit in our hearts, because we don't know the hour nor the minute, nor the day nor the year that the Son of Man is going to come. And we are living in a time, men and women of God, that we got to be ready right now. Because if he come right now, we won't have the chance to say our prayers. We have to have already prayed and asked God for forgiveness. We have to have already prayed and got things, and when I say get things right, I mean living a holy and righteous life. We must have already repented of our sins. We can't just be in the process of getting them right. As Jesus taught the disciples, if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, begin to read it. You can find it in Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting in the 9th through the 13th verse. And as you read it and you teach it to yourself, apply the prayer to your life. There are other prayers in the Bible, yes. But Jesus taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer. And as give us for our debts, we are telling them, God, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for those immoral things that wasn't pleasing in your sight. God, I need you to forgive me for everything. And as he forgive you, babies, for everything, you must forgive your brothers and your sisters. As we look at the prayer that Elijah sent up to God, Elijah wasn't playing when he prayed to his heavenly Father. He wasn't being deceitful when he prayed to his heavenly Father. He wasn't just praying to be praying. He had a purpose, that he had something that he needed God to do. As we look at this prayer, we see that Elijah was interceding. He was doing intercessory prayer. And as he did intercessory prayer, he interceded to restore the altar and honor of God of the land. See, he didn't just go just to be going. He had a purpose. He interceded by engaging in spiritual warfare against the false religions and cults of Balaam, Asherah. They were false gods. Now, if you got some stuff in your life and you're not praying to the true and living God, yeah, there are people that is praying to stuff. They have their false gods. They have other things that they're praying to. But if you're not praying to the true and living God who created heaven and earth, who is still in charge of the heaven and the earth, who is still in charge of us, and yes, he created the sun. Yes, he created the moon. He created the air. But if you are praying to the sun, if you are praying to the moon, if you are praying to Baal, if you're praying to someone who is in something that is not the true and living God, you are praying to a false god. If your stuff have become your God. I got a lot of stuff, so I got to get some more stuff. God, I need some more stuff. The word of God tells us that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. And we must have faith, and we must trust God. As God did warfare through Elijah, for the people, for those false gods, the false cults that people were giving honor to, that people were worshiping. God honored Elisha's prayer. As Elisha prayed, he prayed persistently for the outcome. outpouring of rain. He didn't just pray one time and stop, but he prayed persistently. God knew what he said he would do. We know who God is, but sometimes we go back. I go back to him. And yes, I do ask again. And it's not because I think God has forgotten, but I'm persistent prayers to God. I find as I'm riding down the road to God, yes, we show him honor when we go on our knees. But I find that I'm just sitting sometime. I'm still talking to God. I find that as I'm riding down the road, I'm talking to God. I find that as I'm doing things around the house, I'm talking to God. When I'm out in the garden and I'm out in nature and I hear all that God has done, I see all that he has done in the garden, I give him glory and I give him honor. And I give him thanks for how he provides for me. I thank him for how he healed my body. I thank him for how he keeps my mind. And I ask him to continue to keep me. I ask him to teach me, to guide and order my steps. I honor God when I go on my knees. But I still honor God when I'm standing praying. I honor God when I'm sitting praying. And babies, do you know there are times when we have to lay before God? Yes, I have to get on my belly before God. And I thank God for the opportunity to lay before him. We must have a prayer life. And as we pray, we want our prayers to be effective. As he talked his disciples, they asked him, teach us to pray, Master. And he taught them the Lord's Prayer. There are different prayers as we study the Word of God. We're going to, in the future, touch on some of these prayers. But I want you to know when you go to God, go to him with a clean heart. Go to him with an earnest heart. Go to him trusting and believing that he is God and that he will do all things that he has promised. And remember, men and women of God, that we don't serve a God who will lie. Man will lie. Man will be deceptive. But the God that I serve is not a liar, and he is not deceptive. If you find yourself that you need a relationship with God, Romans 8, 10 and 9 say if we would confess him, if we believe that he sent his son Jesus, if we believe that he went on the cross, and if we believe that he rose, then we are saved. And see that going back to believing and trusting and having faith, the word of God tells us then ye are saved. And I encourage you, if you don't have a relationship, say the Lord's Prayer. Trust God. Allow it to be a part of your life. Read the Word of God. Apply the Word of God to your life. And as you apply the Word of God and as you continue to pray, and see, prayer is how we get our relationship with God. Continue to pray, men and women of God. Those of you that are not saved can get a prayer life with God. Read his word. Apply the word to your life. We're going to stop right there. We give God glory for all that he is doing in our lives. Again, we thank NFI Radio for this opportunity to come and break bread. When we come together again, we will continue to talk about our prayers and doing effective praying. And when we talk to our Father, how he hear us until we come together again. Remember, communicate with God. Talk to him. If we say we are Christians, we must. To God be the glory. God bless you until we come together again. Amen.
You've been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith with Apostle Barbara Watkin and Pastor of the Christian Life Church out of Lewisburg, North Carolina. Be sure to tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. and on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you real good.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. In HD2, come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave. Anybody know he is?
now and then, you'll look back over your life and think about how good God has been. When I could see my way, He made a way. Did anybody know He's a way maker? Sometimes it get hard. Anybody know it get hard sometimes? Anybody know it get hard sometimes? Oh, I love that man. That man's been good to me, River. That man walked me. He taught me. You know, every now and then, seems like the weight of the world get on my shoulders. Sometimes it get hard for me. Sometimes out of all the good I try to do, you know the devil is busy. All of my life, let me tell you this and I'm out of here. All of my life, all I ever wanted was somebody to love me for me. All I ever wanted was somebody to tell me it's gonna be alright. You know, I got tired of hearing folks say they love me, but I know it's coming from their lip, but didn't come from their heart. But I can tell y'all tonight, I found me a love. Found me a love. Can I tell you? Late at night, this love will hold me. When I cry, this love wipe tears from my eyes. And I'm not ashamed to tell y'all in Montgomery, I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love with the man. Oh, oh, I love him. And you know, I tell them where I go, mother. You got folk coming out the closet. You got men loving men, women loving women. So I might as well come out the closet tonight. I'm in love with a man. I'm in love with a man. Every night, my wife sleeps between two men. And can I tell y'all, if I had to kick somebody out of my bed, sure wouldn't be my man. And ain't no use of y'all looking at me funny tonight, cause the clothes you got on, my man bought them. The car you drove tonight, my man paid for it. Ain't nobody but Jesus. Ain't nobody but Jesus. I'm finished. But won't y'all do me one favor? Somebody came looking for a miracle tonight. Somebody came looking for a miracle tonight. Y'all do me one favor. Shake somebody's hand. Come on, shake their hand. Come on, shake their hand. Let that woman shout. And said, neighbor, if you want to see a miracle, take a look at me. The more I call him, the more I call him, the more I call him, the better I start to feel. We gotta go tonight. Good evening. Montgomery surrounded here, we've enjoyed. But I wish I had just a few more folks. Who in here who don't mind saying the Lord is worthy? I dare you to throw your arm around somebody. Say, neighbor, I don't know what he done for you, but God been good. God been good. God been good. Ain't God good? Yeah, that woman shout. Let me tell you, you know why he was? Because he woke you up early this morning. Didn't he lay you down last night? He watched over you all day long. The enemy thought he had you. He tried to keep some of y'all from coming tonight. But how many know you here anyhow? And you're going to praise him. You're going to wave. Wave your...
that shit right there, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just reward. Oh yeah,
already done enough for me. Said I jumped up out my bed, went down to my knees. Wanna say thank you, Lord, for watching me and keeping me safe all through the night. For this breath of fresh air and a brand new life.
put a smile on her face and take her home and lay her down. But I started speaking.
After the hour, we are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. That's the sounds of Justin Shaw. If you never do another thing, you've already done enough. Hello, somebody. It's yours truly, the anointed one. We're keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord. Deliver you. Oh, my goodness. We've got more music coming your way, and I wanted you to know right before that you heard the sound of the man himself, Spencer Taylor, and the Highway QC. We are live on this wonderful Tuesday, giving God praise and honor and thanking you for locking in on this wonderful morning that the Lord has made. And there's so much going on around the media field and around the world. You look at the news, you see all the negative and so forth. So let me give you a positive thing that the media showed on day before yesterday, and I'm still talking about it because it gives me that excitement to know that somebody's out there concerned about man, woman, soul, and spirit. And I was able to catch a little bit on Sunday after I had come in from church service, and I was looking at Time Warner Cable, and those of you know, we are on Time Warner Cable also. So I was looking at the Time Warner Cable news, and the gentleman was talking about the prison in Durham, North Carolina. And so I was listening to them, and all of a sudden they switched, and they said, this pastor and several other ministries had come together to go to this prison, and they were performing baptism. And one of the awesome things I love about that, when one of the gentlemen that's in prison, he was so excited and so overwhelmed, like, you know, sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are, and we are truly blessed today, you know. And I seen the smile on his face, how he was so grateful that even though he had done what he had done, and, you know, that's how Christ is. Christ has no respect of a person. We were all born in sin. And, you know, he said, if you repent and ask, you know, him, thou shalt be saved. And those guys were baptized in the prison. And I thought that was an awesome, awesome sight to see these men going down in the water to be baptized. A wonderful, wonderful thing. I commend all of those that are involved in this ministry for what you guys are doing. I know the Lord is pleased with it, and I'm so glad that somebody is reaching out in the community. I know it gave me a thought. I go to the prison in another location, and we go there on Wednesdays, and it made me think, you know, wow, I would love to baptize those guys there. I it would be an awesome, awesome thing to do. So I'm going to be talking with the administrator there to see if we can make that possible and to make that happen where I'm going to the other correctional center. I won't say where, but I'm going to another correctional center, and I'm going to definitely try to push that to see can we get those guys to be baptized. It's a wonderful thing. Once again, I want to commend you guys that's doing that out in Durham, North Carolina. Take my hat off to you. Keep on pushing. Keep on driving. Keep carrying the torch for the glory of God. We're going to continue with more great gospel music. I have to take a pause for the call for the station ID. We'll be right back with more great gospel music all the way up to 5 o'clock today on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Clap your hands if you know you found glory. Good God Almighty, I have tears in my wind. I have tears in my wind. Anybody has tears in your wind. Glory. Good God Almighty, you know what? Said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I said I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I glory. Can I just say one more thing? And it makes me feel so good, since I know I found. Don't it make you feel good when you know that you found Jesus? Lord, I thank you just for once you deny love. Glory, 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 glory. Yeah. I found. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Somebody said one wing. Somebody said one bird. Somebody said one Friday. Somebody said one Saturday. And somebody said one Sunday. But late one Tuesday night. Late one Tuesday night. Will it be alright if I tell you what it is? After I found Jesus, you know what? Oh, he saved me. Oh, he saved me.
just in your hands. If you know they got me, and you're happy about it. I remember one time when I was a little bit boy. Yeah, they used to tell me all the time. If you're happy and you know it. If you're happy and you know it. If you're happy and you know it. Why don't you clap your hands? But after the Lord saved me, and after the Lord saved, I wonder can I get a witness here? Can you tell me that so? I don't know about you. I don't know about you. But late one Tuesday night, you know what? Oh, he delivered me. Yeah. Those of y'all tonight that know that you've been delivered, let me just see you tonight and tell somebody, but he delivered me. Y'all ain't acting like it in here. Look out, sister, I see you dancing there. I need just about two or three of you that know they gotta do it. Tell somebody, but he delivered me. And if you know that he will do it, why don't you just smile at somebody and tell them, but he delivered me. I was a wretch undone, but you know what God did for me. I sat here tonight just to tell all of y'all here that he delivered me. You better watch yourself, sister. How many of you tonight can tell me? I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I've had heartache. And I've had some pain, but you know what? Church in here. Won't you tell somebody? I made it. Those of y'all that know that you made it, won't you look at somebody? And while you're looking at them, just encourage them and tell them for me just that.
I made it.
You made it.
You made it.
You made it.
You made it.
We made it.
We made it.
Lord, we made it.
We made it.
Good God, am I on the
beat?
Good God, am I on the
beat?
Good God, am I on the
beat?
Take a look at me.
Right to a man, but it leads to death. And then there's the way of God. God's way is a way of righteousness and holiness. God's way is written in a book called the Bible. And there's no other way to get in the kingdom other than the Bible way.
Oh, there is no other way.
You won't find no one question to ask you about this kingdom way. Tell me, how can a man be born again when he is already old? Jesus said, not born just of water, but born of the Spirit. I'm talking about a newborn soul.
To the top of the hour, the sisters say it's the Bible way. The B-I-B-L-E, that stands for basic instruction before leaving the earth. Hello, somebody. It's your Julie, the anointed one. And look, I've got about 14 minutes. I'll be with you all the way up to the top of the hour and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got more music coming your way all the way up to 5 o'clock today on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And it's Tuesday, and certainly those of you, I know you're planning this weekend. Those of you will be celebrating the 4th of July and be heading out of town, visiting relatives, or going out to the beach. Some of you may be going to the mountains, but wherever you go, please be safe out there and keep your eyes open and watch your surroundings. Be sure to hold on to the children, huh? Hold on to your children. Don't let them get away from you, huh? Stay right there by them and just know that God is in control, huh? And just, you know what to do, right? Hello. Please, whatever you do, if you're going to get out there on the highway, do not text and drive. The life you save may very well be your own and somebody else. All right. Well, look, I had a wonderful time this morning. Those of you coming up a little later, around about 12:30 p.m. today, will be the Power Prayer Request Hotlines with Dr. Betty Heights, and she will be coming forth live at 12:30 to 1 o'clock with the Power of Prayer. You can call in at 347-215-8049 for your prayer request. Or you can also call in and have a private prayer with one of the ministers that's standing by to pray with you. And coming up at 1 o'clock, right after the Power of Prayer, will be Elder Carrie Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And then we'll come back with more great gospel music all the way up to 5 o'clock today. It's All the Way Live, and we are coming from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Whatever you do today, stay safe and know whatever you do, I'll say it again, whatever you do, don't let the enemy steal your joy. He don't want you to have no joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. The enemy do not want you to have no joy. But, you know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, look, whatever you do today, don't let him steal your joy. Hello, somebody. It's yours truly until tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Keeping it real like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord. Deliver you.
You only go in the Navy. I can't fly an airplane. I can't fight in the U.S. war, but I'm just right to be a warrior in the army, a warrior in the army of the Lord. Let me say it again, listen. Too old to go in the Navy, I can't fly no plane. I can't fight in the U.S. war, but I'm just right to be a warrior. So concerned about
Slip a little bit. Take it to church, Daryl.
I just came to tell you, hold on. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. The promise of the Lord is that it's temporary.
unnecessary inconvenience, a permanent improvement. So go on through your Monday, praise Him on Tuesday, shout on Wednesday, glorify Him on Thursday. Get yourself ready Friday, and then get set, because the Bible says that your weeping may endure for the night, but hold on, because when the morning comes, your joy will be there.
Bless your name right now in my sanctified soul. God, I thank you for being God, Father God. Thank you for the vision that you have bestowed upon me. Then, Lord, I thank you for those that have played an intricate part in the vision, those that you have brought my way. Father, for you said without a vision, the people will perish. Then you also said that if I ain't be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. Lord, I ask that some folk be drawn unto you, Lord. All of this is for the upbuilding.